Ta, I can't find the tickets.
What do you mean you can't find them?
Well, I put them back in.
Oh, no.
What's going on?
Fiamma's plane tickets got lost.
I can help. Where are they last?
Well, in yeshiva.
And you walked home?
Yeah.
So they're either in yeshiva or somewhere in between. I'll call some of my friends and we'll start to look.
What's going on here?
Binyamin brought the plane tickets to yeshiva and now they're lost.
Oy vey. Let's give tzedakah and maybe they'll be found.
Someone told me that if someone goes to the kever of a tzaddik and davens there for 40 days, the tefillos are answered.
Binyamin, you don't have 40 days. The flight's on Sunday, remember?
Oh, right.
How do you say tickets in Lashon Kodesh? Maybe if we give that gematria to a poor man, they'll be found.
Maybe there's a certain parak of Tehillim to say when you lose something.
I think we should call Rabbi Horowitz and ask if he could have the janitor look around the school.
Ben, you know those little beanies those religious Jews wear are called kippah?
No, they're not. They're called, hold a second. Yarmulke. That's it. Yarmulke.
Nah, I'm sure it's kippah. I went to Hebrew school, and I'm sure it's kippah.
Hey, man, you scored higher on calculus than me, but in this one, I am sure it's yarmulke.
Wrong again, Ben. It's kippah.
Nope. Yarmulke.
Kippah.
Yarmulke.
Kippah.
Yarmulke.
Hey, what's that on the ground?
Looks like plane tickets to me. Let's see. Cool. We wanted to get away, and here are two tickets to Israel with the names Abraham and Benjamin. Now this is definitely a radical sign from the heavens.
Oh, come on. Someone else obviously lost these tickets, and we need to return them.
Oh, I don't know.
Let's call up the airline number here and find out who they belong to.
Oh, all right.